Why consumers shouldn't blame any current food price hikes on the drought. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, indeed, the record drought that corn and soybean farmers are suffering from will most likely cause an increase in grocery prices, especially meat and milk. But according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, those increases should not be showing up now. As he says, consumers are most likely aware of the fact that the drought is causing damage and driving up the cost of the corn and soybean crop that are used to feed livestock.
What folks don't know is it does take some time for those prices and that impact to be felt. Some people could see, well, this is an opportunity to potentially raise costs now, and we want to make sure people understand that now is not the time that they should see higher food costs. If there are going to be higher food costs, you would likely see them later in the year and in the first part of next year.
In fact, Vilsack says,
because livestock producers will begin the process of potentially reducing their herds in light of higher feed costs, we would anticipate in the short term, food prices for beef, poultry, pork may go down a bit.
Of course, over time, those prices will rise along with the cost for processed food items. But in the meantime, Vilsack says supermarkets are misleading consumers if they're blaming any current food price hikes on the drought, which is why he adds that USDA is currently on the watch for unnecessary price gouging by food stores. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.